Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Homelessness is a growing problem in Austin, and it's more visible now than ever before, a lot more visible than when I moved to town some, 25 years ago. The Salvation Army's making a difference, but they need our help to continue to do so. And in an effort to help fund the Salvation Army's relatively new Rathgaber Center here in Austin, Salvation Army has launched the Rathgaber Center Challenge. And here to talk about the center and the challenge is Jason Whaley. Jason, the address locally is SalvationArmyAustin.org, is that correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct. You can go there to donate and get all the information you need right there.
Before we talk about the challenge, let's remind everybody what the Rathgaber Center is, just briefly, and we'll get more into details in that in just a minute. But what is the Rathgaber Center?
The Rathgaber Center, it's for families who are experiencing homelessness. It's an emergency shelter. But it also provides extended stays for families who have higher barriers to finding stable housing. And it's really tackles two critical and very unique needs here in Austin. One, the cool thing is it's a shelter that any family unit with a child, dads, moms, grandparents, whatever the case may be, they can all stay together. And of course, it also addresses the growing shelter list. As of September 1, there were 192 individuals waiting for family shelter here in Austin. So it's a big need in this community, and I'm very glad that it opened. It was February of this year when we opened our doors, and so it couldn't have come at a better time.
And let's talk about the Rathgaber Center Challenge. You sent me a press release a couple of days ago. Really grabbed my attention. What is the Rathgaber Center Challenge?
Earlier this year, our development team met with John Paul DeJoria. As many of your listeners may know, he was the founder of John Paul Mitchell Systems, among several other businesses. Very successful. He lives here in the Austin area. When he found out about the Rathgaber Center and what it needs, and again, going back to some of the needs that I talked about earlier, he got very excited. And the interesting thing is, John Paul used the Salvation Army when he was a child growing up in California. Apparently they had a very difficult background. And so I think the Salvation Army has always stuck with him as an agent for change and a place where people can go to get help who are experiencing difficulties. So he had that connection there immediately anyway. But here's the interesting thing. So when we talked to him, he got real excited from just this one stat, and it's that 80% of families who enter the Rathgaber Center exit to safe and stable housing. That's a pretty incredible number, especially if you look at shelter statistics from a nationwide standpoint. And he was just thrilled. He couldn't believe that, you know, we had that great of a success rate. And so he jumped on board, and we actually went to film him. We have a nice little film that's also on our website where he talks about the Salvation Army. He talks about this challenge, and he talks about the Rathgaber Center and how excited he is to be a part of it. And, it's really been a neat partnership.
It's interesting. I didn't realize that about his background and his relationship with the Salvation Army. Obviously, he knows what the Salvation Army can do for families and individuals, and it's certainly a personal connection to him. Is there also a matching portion to the challenge?
Absolutely there is. So, and that's the other kind of really neat thing about this is when somebody donates, that donation is doubled because of his grant of $250,000. So that's what makes it even more exciting. And another neat thing that we have on the website, it's a little informational box that kind of shows you like what $350 would do if that's what your, if that was what your donation was. And then when we double that, it goes to this amount. And it's really neat how it breaks down how important this grant is and all the wonderful things that it will provide for the family staying at the Rathgaber Center.
Yeah, so if somebody was thinking about giving, no matter what the number is, you can effectively double your gift, double your donation through John Paul DeJoria's gift and the challenge. That's the case, right?
Yes, sir, that's the case. And like I said, we have a lot of great information on our website that can kind of help you see. It really illustrates the impact of those dollars. So it's a fantastic time and a fantastic event for us.
What a great partnership. It's always nice to have a billionaire on your side, right, Jason?
It is. And again, this was not, we had no idea when we first started talking to John Paul and his Peace, Love, and Happiness Foundation. We had no idea he had these ties to the Salvation Army. So it was just fascinating listening to him talk about, you know, how important that was during his childhood. And yes, it's always nice when you have a billionaire that's excited about your organization.
Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Jason Whaley with the Salvation Army here in Austin. Jason, if somebody wants to double their donation, how can they do that?
Sure. So the easiest thing to do is to go to SalvationArmyAustin.org. / Rathgaber Center Challenge. We have a donate button. It's real simple. You can do it right from our secure website. And again, on our website, we have a lot of great information so you can understand exactly what this is going to, all the details that you would need. And it's, you know, again, it's a really, we've made it very fast and simple so everybody can go there and do it quickly and easily.
Jason, you touched on it earlier, but let's talk again about what makes the Rathgaber Center so unique from a lot of the other shelters and some of the other shelters that the Salvation Army runs also in Austin. What is so unique about the Rathgaber Center?
Well, again, it's a center that is so unique to Central Texas because in a lot of shelters, it has to be just single men, single women, or a mother and children. You know, so at the Rathgaber Center, you can have the fathers there as well. And that's they have their own wing of the Rathgaber Center. It's called Phase 2. And it's so important. They have two bedrooms, their own bathroom, a living room, a little kitchen area. And here's another interesting thing about this. We've had so much wonderful response to this, but the American Society of Interior Designers, they had several volunteers who designed all of these rooms in Phase 2 for the Rathgaber Center, and all the furniture and the fixtures and all that good stuff was donated, and it's been shocking how nice these rooms are in terms of, you know, here these families come to stay in these rooms, and they're not expecting, you know, these spaces where they can be comfortable, they have privacy, they can work on the barriers, you know, to them getting stable housing. They can work on the things that they need to become, you know, a part of society again on a successful level. So we've got so many pieces in place there. Here's the other neat thing about it. We also have a learning center. So, you know, as you and your listeners know, with the pandemic, it's really disrupted education. You know, with all the Zoom learning and all the things that are going on, it's just difficult. Well, now, throw on top of that, if you are a child who is experiencing homelessness, it's a lot to overcome. So the children living at that center, 60% of whom the total shelter population are children, they receive academic support, including a computer lab. We have internet access. We have certified part-time teachers that help the kids with homework and tutoring and all that stuff. We also have volunteers who do children's programs and art classes and all kinds of neat stuff. So we have a lot of ways to help children and their parents deal with the stress of, you know, their past situation, whatever that may be, but also giving them the tools to succeed once they get out of our shelters.
And again, the Rathgaber Center, it's meant as transitional housing, kind of short term, right?
Yes. No, that's absolutely correct. Essentially, the average stay is 90 to 120 days in phase one. In phase two, it's a little bit longer because those are what we call our extended stay suites. And that's where families with higher barriers, can stay until they move into safe housing. And that's usually a little more closer to 3 to 6 months at the absolute maximum. So, and the reason we do that is because, you know, we don't want anybody to go through our programs and not have the tools they need for success. And for some families, you know, that have greater barriers, they need a little bit more time. So this is certainly, you know, emergency transitional housing and programs, but so far it's been very successful.
And Jason, can you give some examples of the barriers to finding permanent housing that some of these families may be struggling with?
A lot of times, you know, families, especially if they've been experiencing homelessness for a while, there's a lot of things that they don't have that they need, especially when it comes to securing employment and having the resources they need to, you know, find homes and overcome, you know, poor credit or other obstacles like that. And so, you know, it's a combination of things. And that's what we, one of the best things that we do at the Rathgaber Center is really help people overcome a lot of these problems that they've had in the past. We do counseling for financial and any other types of, like, job interview. We help them with that. We help them get comfortable with those types of situations. And so there's so many different levels. It's such a wide-ranging approach to this problem because, you know, a lot of people have different areas where they're struggling in and different areas that, you know, eventually led them to become homeless. And so we try to attack each problem at the root of it. And you know, we help them. We help them get rapid rehousing. You know, every single person that comes into our shelters are case managed. So we're there for them from the time they step in the door till the time they exit the safe housing.
Yeah, the Rathgaber Center is different because it's not just a roof and a bed, though it is. That's really just the beginning of the help the families receive there at the center.
That's right. That's right. I mean, everything from, like I said before, financial literacy, budget counseling, financial assistance, outsourced child care, you know, all the great things that we have with the children that are staying there in terms of their resources for education, computer, tutoring, all that good stuff. But here's the other neat thing. With all these rooms, like I said before, they have the kitchen and dining room. They have laundry facilities, private bathrooms in phase two, community rooms. We built a children's playground. We have outdoor basketball courts. Another cool thing, and I remember the first time I went over there, was watching children work in the community garden. So they're growing all kinds of vegetables and stuff, and then we in turn use those vegetables that the kids grow right there at the Rathgaber Center in the meals that we serve. So there's a lot of neat connections in terms of that.
And Jason, we've got about 90 seconds left here in the segment. Okay. Let's talk about how expensive it is to operate the Rathgaber Center. It was expensive to open, and I've talked to you guys before, Major Recline, about how expensive it is to operate. Just to kind of give Central Texas a feel of the annual operating budget of the Rathgaber Center.
The Rathgaber Center is extremely expensive in terms of just one family. The budget is massive, and for every family that stays there, I believe one full year stay goes up to $16,200, supports a family of four, and that's only for 3 months and sheltered. So that, I mean, that kind of puts it in perspective of how expensive all these programs are and why people's donations are so needed to keep this going. And again, remember, during the pandemic, a lot of people obviously have lost their jobs. The wait list is only getting larger. There's more and more people in Central Texas who, more and more families who need these shelters and need the services that we provide. So it's certainly something that we're really hoping that people respond to this and understand how important it is for our community.
So if homelessness is an issue at the top of your mind, you'd like to help out with the Salvation Army and the Rathgaber Center. Again, John Paul DeJoria, he is matching donations. Is that the case?
Yes, sir. It's a 2-to-1 match.
That's pretty good. How can somebody help out? What's the best way to find out more information, and how can they make a donation if they're moved to do so?
Yes, sir. So the easiest way is to go to SalvationArmyAustin.org. We have our own Rath Gaber Center page right there on the homepage. You can click on that, and then we have a Donate Today button. You just click on that, and it'll walk you through the process. It's very simple.
All right, that's Jason Whaley, SalvationArmyAustin.org. Jason, I appreciate you taking the time today.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.